Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Chav David, and we're holding Chav Gimel Amid Beis. We're going to go over the last Tikkel Gemara again, about 10 lines from the bottom. As you'll see, Mitchum, today we're going to have a number of halachas dealing with Hilchos Karfif. Karfif, once again, is typically an uncultivated piece of land. People often used it for storing their logs, for instance, for firewood and things of that nature. Most of the time it was not mukaf ledira, which means it was never intended to be part of a household or part of a courtyard, but sometimes there were mukaf ledira. What's the nafkimina, whether it's mukaf ledira or not? So based on the previous Mishnah that we learned, of course, as you remember, we had a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamer, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, we had a whole bunch of tanoim. But bottom line is that if you have a karfif, which is mukaf ledira, you can go and carry even 5 or 10 base kar. In other words, it's no different than your living room. If you live in a mansion or if you live in a palace, you could go and theoretically carry for miles if it's mukaf ledira. If it's not mukaf ledira, you're only entitled to go and carry up to a base sosai. So, says the Gemara, we start 10 lines on the bottom of Chof Gimel Amid Beis. Karfif shu yoyisim mibeis asayim. The karfif was yoyisim mibeis asayim, however, was hukaf ledira. So therefore, no problem. You can go and carry as much as you want. 5 kar, 10 kar. It was mukaf ledira. However, subsequently you decide a nizra rubai. The nizra means that you went and planted in it, for instance, vegetables or crops or grain. And now you won't be able to go and walk there or use that any longer for dira purposes because it's all planted. You can't even walk there. How are you, Kagina? The osir. As a result of the fact that you went and planted it with zeroim, zeroim again means with crops, greenery, etc., osir. However, osir means you no longer can go and carry within this karfif because it's no longer mukaf ledira. In other words, the fact that you are nizra rubai, it destroys the hekif ledira. You still have a hekif, you still have machitzais, but it's no longer hukaf ledira, and therefore you can go and only carry within dalid amos. On the other hand, not a rubai, if instead of planting crops, you planted trees, then how are you kachotzer? Then it's like a chotzer umutter. Why? Because if you have a front yard or you have a backyard which is attached to your home, and therefore it's hukaf ledira. And guess what? You have some trees growing there. That only enhances that property because now people can go and use it even more freely ledira. Anytime a person happens to be too hot, he'll sit underneath the shade of these beautiful trees, and it'll be a machaya. So it doesn't destroy the hook of ledira. If anything, it enhances the hook of ledira. So this is what it says in the Braisa, and now we're going to have a further memra of Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, who's going to explain that this halacha doesn't apply in all cases. Zokta the Braisa, Zokta Gemara, we said Nizra Rubai, it destroys the hook of ledira. And now it becomes a karfif. She'ein a hook of ledira. Amar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua lo yamaron. When do we say that? Ela yoyser mi beis asayim. If the place which you planted was more than a beis asayim. Meaning, we start off with a karfif which is more than a beis asayim. Let's say 3 sa'ah. And you planted roiv, which let's say is 2.1 sa'ah. 2.1 is not only roiv, it's 66%, two-thirds, 2.1. So it's yoyisim beis asayim. Guess what happens? As a result of the fact that you have such a large area which has been planted now, and it's roiv of this karfiv, what happens now? Then it becomes osur. Then it becomes osur. Rashi says the reason why it becomes osur is because since you have yoisim beis asayim, that's the roiv, right? Nizar rubai. We are mitstarif to it the miut, because the miut becomes bottled to the roiv. So it's as if the entire karfif now is no longer hukuf ledira, neither the part that was planted nor the plant part that was not planted, and therefore the entire thing becomes asur except for dalet amos. For those of you that have an art scroll gemara, you have a nice picture here on the left where you see nicely planted crops that occupies beis asayim, that's the roiv, and then you have a little shtickel there, beisah, which has not been planted. So if in fact the planted part is yoiser mi beis asayim, the miyut goes bus of the roiv, and not only can you not carry on the planted part, but you can't even carry on the unplanted part. Rashi says that this is the gina part and this is the chotzer part, but you can't carry it all except for dalet amos. Now, with beis asayim, what would happen if the entire roiv that was planted was not a yoisim beis asayim, but it was a beis asayim? In other words, we have here a karfa for three sa'ah, and he planted two sa'ah exactly, not more than two sa'ah, or for that matter, less than two sa'ah. A beis asayim mutter, then you would be able to go and carry in the area where it's not planted. Why? Why wouldn't I say, since Nizra Rubai, that I should go and take the miut and say the whole thing is asur? Keman k'Reb Shimon, did not Reb Shimon oimer. Echad gagas v'echad chatzeis v'echad karfif v'shus achasein l'kelem sheshofsu b'soichan v'loi l'kelem sheshofsu b'soichan b'ayis. According to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says that when you have a gina on one side or a karfa for one side and you have a chotzer on the other side, these are really siblings. These are best buddies. The Rishus Achas Hein Lekeim Sheshofsu B'Soichan. So for instance, if from Erev Shabbos you had Kelim inside a chotzer, and right next to the chotzer you have a gina, or you have a karfif, on Shabbos you're allowed to go and carry from one to the other, from the gina to the karfif, and the karfif to the chotzer, and the chotzer to the gina, and then to the gina, also to the gagois, echad gagois, not ginois, but echad gagois, the chotzeres. All of them are one Rishus, you can go and carry on Shabbos, with the exception if you have kelim that were inside a bayis, and you took those kelim from inside the bayis and you put it into the chotzer, then you cannot continue to take those kelim and take them from the chotzer to the gag or to the karfif, because of the fact that these are not chotzer kelim, these are really bayis kelim, and that's already a separate story. Anyway, so what does that all have to do with what we're talking about? So Rashi says that if you hold like the Rabbanan, not like Reb Shimon, if you hold like the Rabbanan, then you have a big problem over here. You have a karfif on one side, a karfif which here is a gina, which you plant at a beis asayim. You have a chotzer on the other side, like in this picture that you have here on the art scroll. And since they are both open b'miluai one to the other, they're asrin ahadodi. If you look at the Rashi, five lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Aval Beis Asayim. Tibalav Dira Shari Be'ampe Nafshe. Even without Mukav Ladira, you're allowed to go and carry in a Beis Asayim. However, Hochanami Shari, here too it should be Mutter. The Aval Gav, the Mokim Zriya have a Kori Karfif, even though the Mokim Zriya is a Karfif. And the Shein is Nizra have a Chotzer. Those are the two thirds and one third, like in the picture. Uprutum Zelazeh. And they're both poruts to one another. Shein v'chitzim b'nei, and there's nothing in between. Afilahachi le'asri adoni. Normally, they would aser one on the other. You know why over here le'asri adoni? Says Yimur Ahoyu. Udachad gavrehu v'reb shemeni. Temashis karfu v'chotza le'asri adoni. Afilashu beiz balabatim. So Reb Shimon is the one that says that they all are considered to be one rishus. But that's only Reb Shimon. If we were talking according to the Rabbanan, it would be Asur, because they are Prutz and Zelozeh. They're both wide open, one to the other. There's no doorway between the part that you have planted and the part which is empty. They're part of Zelozeh, and they both Asur each other, and you wouldn't be able to go and carry at all within this Karfif, except for Dalet Amos. So, Reb Huna Bered of Yeshua, that's distinguishing between the Yoisim of Beis Asayim and saying that that's Asur, and the Beis Asayim, which he says is Mutter, it's because he's going Aliba de Reb Shimon. But Frank the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, the Reb Shimon Nami, Kimen de Nizra Ruboy, havi hahu minuta botle legabe ruba vahavali karfeth yoisin abesasayim theyoser. So the Gemara asks a very simple question. We have now, remember, what was the crux, what was the essence of the difference that Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua made? He said, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, then the Mi'at becomes bottled to the Roiv, and the whole thing becomes Osir. If it's a Beis HaSayim, then the Mi'at does not become bottled to the Roiv. Why? Because Rav Shimon the Shitasi that holds the two are not misnagate to one another, because the two are all the same family. Gagos, Chatzeres, Karfifos. Freit the Gemara, but putting aside that halacha that the Gagos and Chatzeres are all the same, since it's Nizra Ruboi, why don't we say that the Mi'at that's remaining, the Chatzer part, which is not planted, it should be bottled in the Gabi Rub, it should be bottled to the Roiv, and now add the two together, the Roiv together with the Mi'at, and now you can have a Karfa which is Yoisim Beis HaSayim, because by definition, in our case, we're talking about a situation where the Gina part was exactly a Beis HaSayim. And that was Roiv, Nizra Ruboi. So if you add now the Mi'ot, which was not planted, the Mi'ot will be Mitzaref to the Roiv. Now you have more than a Beis HaSayim. And more than a Beis HaSayim, didn't we start off by saying, more than a Beis HaSayim, it's also to carry. Says the Gemara, you know, you have a very good point. El Yitmar Hochi Yitmar. Instead, let's start off the Memra once again. When do I say in this braisa that Nizra Ruboi is osir to carry that stafka because it was Ruboi? Hamiyuta, but if instead of a roif, if it was only the miut, we have over here our three saw, four saw, five saw. I didn't go and plant two saw out of the three. I only planted one out of three. I did a miut. Then it would be mutter to go and carry in the entire karf. That's Davka, if the part that was planted, the miut, did not reach to a Beis HaSayim. Av Beis HaSayim, Osur. However, if a full Beis HaSayim was planted, even though it was the miut, it would still be Osur to go and carry in this entire Karfif. Why is that? Kiman Kirabonon. That goes according to Rabbanon, who disagree with Reb Shimon, and the Rabbanan say, since the two are both porut one to the other, meaning the Nizra Mi'utoi, which is pure, not Mukaf Ladira, it's pure Gina, the other side, which is Chotzer, the both are prutzim one to the other, and we said before that according to Rabbanan, that makes it Osir. Again, look at the Rashi, first of the narrow lines. Aval Beis HaSayim Nikra Karfith Shaloi Hukav Ladira. If it's a Beis HaSayim, it's not Hukav Ladira because that part is planted with crops. You can't walk there, not Hukav Ladira. V'yavagav De'ilu Havav Ampen Avshe Ke Beis HaSayim Loi Nitzer. If it would just be a Beis HaSayim on its own, it wouldn't be also to carry. Why not? Because we said that a Karfith, which is Hukav, even if it's not Hukav Ladira, but it's hukav, you can carry up to a Beis HaSayim, so what's the problem? Since the Gina part of this Karfif is open to the Chotzer part is open to the Gina, oh, then it came along the also the Taltami Karfif of the Chotzer. Again, because we're talking like Rabbanon, not according to Reb Shimon. Tav reshus ha-nifrit zol ha-mokam ha-asula. V'oisrin ha-reshuyas zu l'zu v'metalten lo'i b'zeh v'lo'i b'zeh. So bottom line is, we have a brand new pshat in Afuna Bered Rav Yeshua, that he's not going on Nizra Ruba, he's going on Nizra Mi'utoi. And he says Nizra Mi'utoi by the fact that the Braisa only asers Nizra Rubai. Is the harai that Nizra Miyuta you can carry? Says the Rav Rabbi Yeshua, that's Dafka when it was less than a Beis HaSayim. But if it's a Beis HaSayim, then it's Osir. I, says Rashi, normally you can always carry in a Beis HaSayim in a Karfif Shlei Hukaf Ladira. But here it's Parutz Lemokim Osirla. The Chotzer Asirs the Gina Asirs the Chotzer. Keman Kirabana. but not like Reb Shimon. And in fact, says Gemara, Reb Yemi b'difti masel lekula. Hamiyuta shari, the same diuk again. It's only osu berubai, but if it's biyuta, it's mutter. Amavud b'mishulei amoran ele beis asayim. That's dafke if it's only a beis asayim or less. Then I say that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we're talking alibed Reb Shimon, that the chotzer part does not aser the karfif part. The karfif part doesn't aser the chotzer part, because the chotzer and the karfif and the gag are all rishus achasei. Aber yoyis beis asayim, if it's more than beis asayim, even though it's the miyut, but it's more than beis asayim, aser, then it would be aser, because like any time that you have a karfif, shaloi hukif ledira, more than a beis asayim, it's aser. So why is there a difference between a beis asayim and more than a beis asayim? Kiman k'Reb Shimon. So therefore, according to this version of Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua, we have a kula. According to the first version of Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua, when is miut mutter? When it wasn't a beis asayim. But if you hit the beis asayim, it's aser. Here it's punk fakert, that if it's a beis asayim, it's mutter. If it's only if yoyser beis asayim, then it would be aser, like Reb Shimon. Okay, we're going to continue weiter this braisa. Until now we focused on the nizra rubai, now we're going to focus on the natua rubai. Says the braisa, not the rubai, if the person went and didn't plant crops, he planted trees. How are you kachotze as it didn't like kachotze? Because he's not destroying the heck of ladira. Remember we're talking about the karfa was hook of ladira? Normally you can go and carry 5 kar, 10 kar, as long as you want. If you planted crops, nizra rubai, it's asur. However, if it's not a rubai, it's mutter. When do I say that the trees only enhance and add to the flavor of this karfif, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the karfif, that stavke, if the trees are nicely set up, it's tablois means that they're set up in nice rows. In other words, done real yekish, real pretty. You see it from afar and you say, wow, that's a gorgeous orchard. Look at all of the trees, so nicely planted, one there. But Rav Nachman amar b'mishein asin, it's tablois. Rav Nachman says, even if it's done shtibel type, it's not done so correctly and so perfectly. You didn't have an architect but an engineer. You just planted here and there trees, wherever you planted them. That's also good. Because after all, when a person is in a chotzer and he wants a little bit of shade, he'll sit under a tree, he'll walk under the tree. It doesn't matter to him if the trees are in a row, not in a row. So you have a machlokes Adimi and Rav Nachman, whether the trees have to dafke be beautiful in the terms of beautiful rows, or even if they're not beautiful rows. And the Gemara tells us now a real life story. Mar Yehuda ikla bei Rav Huna bar Yehuda. Mar Yehuda visited Rav Huna bar Yehuda, chazonu lahano d'loi avidi itz tablois. He saw that there was such a karfif with trees, and they were not planted so beautifully in rows. And the komatalti begavayu, and he saw that everybody was carrying, and Mar Yehuda was stunned and amazed. Amalele sevel lamar lahod avimi. Don't you remember Avimi said it's got to be dafka suin itz tablois? Is Amalei, so Rav Huna bar Yehuda answered, he said, no, I'm not Rav Nachman, Svirali. We don't paskin like Avimi, we paskin like Rav Nachman. Afal bisha ein asuin is tablois, is also good. You can carry in the ganze karfif, because the trees only add, they do not undermine the hook of the dira nature of this karfif. Zotim Ravaita, Nushtik, Omer Nachman HaMashmur, karfif yoyisin ebeis asayim, shloi hukaf ladira, keitzad hu oisa. We have a karfif. I've owned this karfif now for the last 5 years. It has a hekif around it. It has a wall. You always have to have walls to be able to carry. Doesn't have to be Mexican walls or Chinese walls. It has a fence of 10 tvochim or taller and around the whole perimeter. And it was yoisim beis asayim. It was very, very, very large. And it was lehuk of ladira. So what happens in such a karfif? The maximum that you can go and carry is a beis asayim. You can't go and carry more than a beis asayim. Now this person wants to be able to go and carry the entire length and width of this karfif. So what do you do now? So what you have to do is you have to be makifit ladira. Okay, fine. He builds a brand new house right next to the karfif, and now he says, okay, I'm going to use the karfif as my backyard, as my front lawn, whatever it's going to be now used for dira purposes. I'm going to go and park my bicycles there. I'm going to park my oxen and my sheep there. I'm going to leave out my vashbretel, what I use for laundry. In other words, I'm going to use it now for dira. Does that help? Says the Gemara, it doesn't help yet, because it's got to be posach the achakach hukaf ledira, and not hukaf ledira the achakach posach. What do you mean? To go and transform this karfeif, which was loy hukaf ledira, into hukaf ledira, after you build your house, and after you open up the back door of the house into this karfif, that's still not enough. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to scratch the old hekif and make a brand new hekif, because now that I have a dira, the karfif will now be hook of the dira post the construction of the house and the opening of the door from the house into the dira. So does that mean I have to demolish the entire machitza and start growing it and start building it from scratch? The answer is no. All I have to do is passel the hekif. Once it's passel, it's a nenu, it's as if it doesn't exist anymore, and then I can go and kasher it again. So how do I passel the hekif? Says the Gemara, make a big piritza. Make a big piritza more than 10, 11, 12 amas wide. Can you go and carry in this hekif now? No, because you have a big piritza. Now, after I'm done that, I say, Hinni Muchan Amzuman, I'm now being makif et l'shem dira. The goydra, and he puts up a geder. Umamnivei al eser. He doesn't have to go and fix the entire piritza. All he has to do is, if the piritza was, let's say, 11 amas wide, just go and put a new piece of wall, a new fence, on one amma. Now the piritza will now only be 10 amas. 10 amas is fine. 10 amas is like a Pesach. From now on, you'll be able to go and carry the entire width and length of this karfif. So all we've tried to do over here, Rabbi say, is not what we've tried. What we've succeeded in doing is converting a hekif that was not hook of ladira into being a hook of ladira. What did I have to do? I had to destroy part of this hekif temporarily. You destroy it by making a piritza of 11. And after that, I just fixed the 1. I'm down to 10. Kusha v'yusha. I have now a hekif ladira I can carry from one end to the other. That is quite elementary. Now the Gemara asks an interesting shayla. We had a similar shayla back in Masechta Shabbos, if you recall. Iboilu, paretz ama v'godra ama, paretz ama v'godra, achish lima liyoysim yaser mahu. Instead of going and tearing down 11 amois of the existing fence, and then replacing it by putting up an amma of fence, what happens if he did it piecemeal? He pulled down an amma and he was goder it. He pulled down a second amma and he was goder. In other words, he did this 11 times. Each time he pulled down one amma and immediately fixed it. Pulled down a second amma, fixed it. And so on and so forth, 11 times. So, the question is, at the end of the day, when you finish doing these 11 times, you don't have a piritza of 11 ammas, because each time you've repaired it and you fixed it. On the other hand, maybe you should look at the total of all of the destruction that you've done within the last few days. And if you add it all up together, lemaisa, you did demolish, destroy, and take apart 11 amas. So even though each time you fixed it, but maybe I should look at the big picture and not at the mini slides one after the other. That's Gemara Shaila. Part of time the Godra, Amma. Part of time the Godra. At Shishlim Liyosim Yasin Ma. What would be the halach in this case? Amalei told him, "I want you to know, I have a Mishnah that I can go and bring you a raya to your case." Now, even though this Mishnah is really in left field, having nothing to do with us, but the Gemara feels that it's close enough as a parallel. Lav Haynu Dit Nad. Isn't that what we learned in the Mishnah? First state in the Mishnah. We've had this already a number of times. If you have a kli and that kli becomes tamei, or if you have a kli which is tahar and you don't want it to become tamei, if the kli develops a hole, and the hole is kimoitzi rimoin, rimoin is a pomegranate, which means it's a very large hole, then this kli is considered to be no longer a kli, and therefore if it was tamei until now, it becomes tahar, and if it was tahar until now, it cannot receive tuma because it's tzibrochen, it's not a kli anymore, it's just shvorim, just pieces. Aha, okay. Says the Gemara, Boy Chizkiya, and Chizkiya asked when he was learning this Mishnah, Nikiv kemoitzi zayis v'sosmoi, v'chaz v'nikiv kemoitzi zayis v'sosmoi, ad sheshlima l'moitzi rimoi mahu. What happens if he started off with a kli and it only had a whole kemoitzi zayis? And the Baal HaBus says, fine, I can continue using the kli, but of course I don't want to use a kli that has a hole in it. And what does he do? He goes and puts on some sort of paste, some sort of super glue, some sort of whatever, crazy glue, and he pastes it back together, even though it had a hole of a zayis, no more hole. And then a week later, a month later, another hole developed, not the same hole, a new hole developed right next to that original hole, which was also moitzi zayis. And again, the Baal HaBus says, I want to use it. And again, he pastes it up, he glues it up, puts in a new piece. It's great. And then guess what? Another week passes, another month passes, another hole. And this happens 3, 4, 5 times until all of the moitzi zayisim holds together add up to a kemoitzi rimai. But of course, by the time you add them all up together, it's already really been repaired and patched 5 or 6 times, because each time you've closed it up. So what do you do? Do you say now, it's not kemoitzi rimoin, because Baruch Hashem, it's only kemoitzi zayis, and all the other holds I've already patched and I've already fixed? Or do you say, no, look at the total of the whole picture, from beginning to end, we have kemoitzi rimoin. So you see that that's very, very similar to our case over here, where at the time that you finally finished with putting up the amis, demolishing the amis and putting up new fences, at the end you didn't have 11. But if you added it all together, the whole total from beginning to end, you would have 11. Here too, at this moment it's only kemoitzi zayis, but if you added up all the moitzi zayisim over the last few weeks and few months, it would be kemoitzi rimoi. So that's the shaila mahu. Yes, Barry, you have a question.
Yeah, but you can't take a rimon out of it. You can't take a rimon out of it. Now, how many zayis? Moitzi rimon means you can take a rimon, pass it through the hole successfully. And it's never had a moitzi rimon. I don't even understand the question. Even though it was a moitzi zayis at different points, but you never had a moitzi rimon.
That's because you patched it. Had you not patched it, and
you never had the facts are, I mean, it's what you say, it wasn't simultaneously, contemporaneously. It was never had a Motsi Rimon.
You didn't.
If you need a Motsi Rimon, you don't have a Motsi Rimon. I understand the question.
Okay, good. In L'chari, you can say the same question, the Gabi, the Pirtza. If you have the Pirtza of 11 all at one time, you have demolished, you have taken, and you've destroyed the integrity of this Machitza. But if each time you fixed it up, you never have a hole of 11. Each time you've had a hole of 1. And so it's the same type of question. So you can ask the same question before. What's the Shai Living Mark? Okay, so hold the question for a moment. And I think once you get to the Teretz, you'll be much happier. The Omelet of Yoichanan. So when Rabbi Yoichanan heard this Shaila, he said, Rabbi, Shani Salonu, I'll bring you a Raya on both of these questions, both the question of the Geder of the Pirtza, as well as the question of the Moitzi Rimoin, from another case. And we had this in Masechta Shabbos. You have a sandal shenifsika achas me oznov the tikna. You have a zov. As you know, there's a din of medris. Normally, we think of medris when the zov sits down on a seat, or he lies down on a bed. So you have tumas medris. It's a mishkav or moishav. But medris even applies with shoes, or in this case, a sandal. And if you have a zov who is wearing a sandal, and he is a zov, and he's standing in the shoe and walking with that shoe, it becomes tummy tumas medris. What means it becomes tummy tumas medris? It has a din of an avatuma. So if you or I touch that sandal, we become tummy. Aha. Okay, now what happens? A sandal has, by definition, two oznayim. Two oznayim means basically that you have two hooks and you have ritzuos, straps that extend from one side of the sandal to the other sandal, to the other side of the sandal, two of them parallel, one higher and one lower, and you put your foot into it and you are able to wear the sandal that way. You can't wear the sandal with only one, or certainly not with, if you have nothing, because then the sandal will fall off. Okay, so sandal shenifsek achas miyazon. One of these straps, one of these hooks, fell off, and at this point, the Mishnah tells us it still has a din of tumas medris. The Zav wore it, it's still tumas medris. Why? Because even though one strap fell off, you could still wear it b'di'evet with one strap. I guess you have to be pretty careful that you shouldn't make big strides. Make sure don't walk into a puddle or something, or into mud and you're going to lose your sandal. But you could still use it. V'tikna, and in fact he fixed it. We don't need the fix for purposes of the tumas medris, but these are the facts that he went and he fixed that oizen that was broken. So now it retains the din of tumas medris because it's still a usable sandal. Now, the Zov did not continue wearing it from this point on. Or if he did, he was already tohar because he already went to the mikvah and he already brought his korban, etc. So either he didn't wear it as a Zov or somebody else started wearing it. A person that was not a Zov started wearing it. So guess what happens? And now it still retains tumas medris from the first time that it was worn by the Zav. Now Nifsakishniya, now the second one also tore. And the Tikna, once again, he was masakin it. What's the look now? Tohar min hamedris. It's now tohar from that original tumas medris from before. Why? Because I mitstarif the first broken oizen with the second broken oizen, and I say the whole thing is tar. Now, mind you, at no time were both of them broken simultaneously or contemporaneously. Each time that one of them was nifzak, he immediately fixed it. The second one became nifzak, he fixed it. Nevertheless, I say it's tar min hamedris. Why is it tar? Because had they both been broken and torn at the same time, it would not be wearable. You cannot wear a shoe, a sandal over here that requires the two laces on top. If there are no laces, the sandal falls from your foot. It's probably similar to the sandalum like they wear in Eretz Yisrael, where it's just a flat piece of leather. You put your foot on, and then you have two straps on top of it. If the two straps both are broken, so then it won't. You'll try to wear the sandal, it won't go, because the sandal had nothing to attach it from one side to the other. So it's Torah Min HaMedris. Avo Tomei Maga Medris. However, it remains Tomei Maga Medris. Maga Medris means it's as if it touched a Medris. And if it touched a Medris, it won't have a din of an Avo Tomei. It'll have a din of a Rishon HaTomei. Rishon HaTomei will be Metamei Oichlun Bashkin. Why does it have a din of Tumas Maga Medris? It says Rashi, because at the moment that the Tumas Medris went away, when it got broken, it was still Tumas Medris at that split moment. It touched the shoe at that moment. In other words, inherently, as the Tumas Medris left, it was still part and parcel of the shoe, so the shoe now has a din of a Maga Medris. Okay. The Amris Allah, when we were learning this Mishnah, says Rabbi Yochanan, we asked, or you said, Amris Allah, Maishna Rishoyna Dohakaima Shniya, Shniya Nami Hakaima Rishoyna. What does that mean? Why do we say that when the first oizen was nifsak, it remains tamei medris? And the answer is because we still have one remaining strap, and you can still wear b'di'eved this sandal with one strap. So therefore, it's still usable. It's still a shoe. So maishna rishoina, when the first rishoina broke, to kind of shniya, because you still have the second one. So shniya nami, when the second one broke, we have the first one because I fixed the first one. I took it to the shoemaker, to the repairman. It's fixed. So you could still use the shoe based on the first strap. The Amris Lanalon, you told us about this. The reason for that Mishnah is because anyone that looks at the shoe, particularly if a professional shoemaker looks at the shoe and he says, I see what happened over here. This originally was a beautiful, beautiful shoe. Both of the straps snapped. Both of them were replaced. Okay, they were both replaced. It's like a brand new shoe now. Take, for instance, for those of you that still take your worn shoes to the shoemaker to put on new heels or to put on a new sole, it's like it's a new shoe. Until now, you had perhaps even a hole in the bottom of your soul, or was getting very close to being a holy soul, not the holy soul like Brother Shai always refers to, but a holy soul that there's a hole in the bottom, the soul of the shoe, and now you bring it to the shoemaker, he puts it on a brand new soul, you've extended the life of this shoe now for the next 3 months, or 6 months, or whatever, until the soul wears out. So it's a point of chadashis. When you have the two broken straps, and you fix both of them, it's like it's a new shoe. Ah! Same thing is, Zokter Rabbi Yochanan, Hochanami, in the case of the kli that was broken numerous times, Kimoitzi Zayis, and now it's Kimoitzi Rimon, even though, as Barry pointed out, but at no time was it Kimoitzi Rimon, however, it's a Panam Chadoshes Bolakan. If you look at this kli, whether or not you can recognize or whether you cannot recognize, the bottom line is this is not the same kli that you bought 3 years ago in this tour. This is now a kli that had been damaged and broken 4, 5, 6 times. Each time you patched it up and you put on a beautiful patch, and it looks great. Rabbi Sai, we're not saying that it looks like it's a terrible broken kli. You did a great job in patching it. But it's not the same kli that you bought. It's a kli that if you collect the open pieces together, the pieces which had fallen out, which you managed to squeeze back in. Great job! Still not the same kli. It's part of Chadosh's Bolakan. And that's why, to answer Barry's question, even though at no time was there a Kimoitzi Rimoy, you're right, but this is not the same kli that you bought a year ago. This is a brand new kli. It's a kli that has 8 patches on it from the individual times that is ice. Barry is still upset. Yes, Barry?
Yeah, because when you say Paim Chadosh's Bolakan, you're saying it's a new kli.
Yeah.
You're saying it's a new kli that it becomes Tameh.
It becomes susceptible to new Tumah. It's susceptible to new Tumah. But we're talking about the old Tumah that was there. That's history. That's gone away. Because I demolished the old kli. It's destroyed to smithereens. Now I put it all together again. It's a brand new kli. It's susceptible to brand new Tumah for the future. But the old Tumah, poof. And similarly says the Gemara, the same thing Legabi, this heck of Ladira. Even though it's true that at no given time did you have a leaven that was open, but nevertheless, if you look at that part of your mechitza, and you look very carefully, you can see that this was a patch job. You put up another amma, another amma, another amma, another amma. How many patches did you need? 11 altogether, 11 times one amma each. So there was an 11 part of this hekif that was not the old hekif. It's a brand new hekif. And maybe it's even nicer than the old hekif. You put in brand new metal, material, wood, whatever it was. But the bottom line is, it's brand new. Since it's brand new, this new mechitza is now a new hekif ladira, that it was mukhav ladira after you combined it with the house and opened up the Pesach, and therefore it is kushin. The recipient of this information said to Rabbi Yochanan, he was astounded, and says the Gemara, Kori Alei, he said about Rabbi Yochanan, Leis den bar inish. This is not a mortal man, but rather, says Rashi, Dos is a malach, to be able to shtel tzu, to go and apply that Mishnah, Legavi the din of sandalim, which is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Kelim, to go and shtel tzu to the other case, with the keli that's broken, Kemoitzi Zayis and Kemoitzi Rimon, and then shtel tzu to our case of the Porat Amma, the Goder Amma. This is brilliant. This is a regular mortal man couldn't have thought of this. This is a malach. Ikri Ami, there was another version. He said, Kigoin Dein Banash. Oh, this is an Odom Godoil. This is a great, great person. This is not just your ordinary rabbi, your ordinary scholar. This is a genius that he came up with this beautiful application and analysis. Okay, new shtickle now. Omer of Khan. Rochba Shachoya Batam. A metal boy El Bedalam. If you have a Rochba which is in back of that bias, and this Rochba was more than a base sign, it was not Mukhaf Ladira, even though it's in back of the house, then why wasn't it considered to be Mukhaf Ladira, says Rashi, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly? Because the Pesach HaBayis was not Besuach L'Soichai. If the person really wanted this as a part of his Dira, then there would be a natural door from the house into the Rochba. Anytime he wants to go to the Rochba, he opens up the back door. Doesn't have to use it every single day. But the fact that there is a doorway that goes to the Rakba, that would mean that's Mukav Ladir. However, by the fact that there is no doorway, you have to go from the front and all the way around to get to the back, that's not Mukav Ladir. Okay, so Eimetal the Bayel B'dal Rama, so therefore since it's more than a base of Sayim, you cannot carry except for Dal Rams. The Umar Nachman, so that Rav Nachman and Pesach, Pesach, Mutter L'Taltel B'Kulay. Why? Pesach Matirai. If you were to open up a brand new Pesach now, that would be good to make the thing hook of the dira. But I got a problem, the same problem that we just had a moment ago. You have to make sure that the Pesach, the dira, comes first, and then it's hook of the dira, as opposed to being hookah first, and then putting up your, then putting up the dira. So we have the same problems we had before, that if there was a hekif until now, we're going to have to demolish it, 11 amis, etc. So the Gemara gives another eitzah. Zok the Gemara again. Says Rav Nachman, impossible Pesach mutl tata bekulay, but tafka, because Pesach matira. Good. Vlei Martin, says Rav Nachman, when do we say that it should possibly lipsay foka? You have to first open up the door to the rechava and then make the hekif. Then it'll be mukaf for an existing dira. Avahuk lipsay pasach. If you first have your hekif, and that hekif was shaloy lishain dira, because the doorway was not open, and now you open up the door, lahoy, then it's no good. Because it's got to be hukaf ladira, where the Pesach came first. So says Yimar, Pesach say Fukaf Pshita. You're telling me that if he opens up a Pesach and then he puts up the Hekav, he puts up the Mechita, then it's Kusha. Meaning you can go and carry Bekulef. Yimar Pshita. That's the principle halacha, the classic halacha of a Karfif, Shehukav Ladira, you can carry all over. Says Yimar, Leitzricha the Izbe Beidori. The Chiddush of Rav Nachman is talking about a case that in between the back of his house and the rachba, there is a granary. And Beidori, says Rashi, is a goyren. You have that in the beginning of Eilam Metzias, Machnasha de Beidori, if you have, if you want a four amis, two amis, if you have kav ba'arba amis, half a kav in two amis, two kav in eight amis, right? When a person loses something in the Beidori, in the granary. Anyway, so the point is, yes, the person built a house. Yes, he built a back door. Yes, this back door leads into his rechava. But between the back door and the rechava, remember, rechava means a backyard that you use occasionally, and you use it usually for long-term storage. You might only go to this backyard once in a blue moon. But if it's part mukaf ladira, then finally you can go and carry. The problem over here was in between the house and the rachba, there was a granary. And so therefore your door to your back, to the back of your house, led into the granary. And from the granary it went further, you can go into the rachba. Sektimur, I would have thrown out the same adai to the Beidori avdai. The reason why he made the door is not for the rachba, he made it for the granary. And therefore, even though after that he put up a hekif around the rachba, it would still be a karfa for rachba she'enoi mukaf ledira, or at least you didn't have the Pesach before the dira, kamash malon. You don't say that. We say that the door is both for the granary and for the rachba, and everything is fine. Okay, new case now. Again, we're talking about a karfa. Now, the case that we're talking about now is very similar to the first case where we started today's Gemara. Remember, we started a karfa, yoisim beisasayim, shehukaf ledira. That's how we started today's Gemara. But then we said in the case was that it was Nizra Rubai or not a Rubai. And here we're not talking about Nizra, we're talking about Nismali Mayim. Unfortunately, because of a big, big storm, guess what happened? This Karfif now got full of water. So what's the din now? Let's assume that it has all the same dimensions of the Gemara before. Nizra Rubai, but Nismali Mayim Berubai. So Sover Rabban Lameimer, Kizroim Dami the Aser, the same halacha that we had before, and Nizra Rubai becomes Aser. Then we'll have to add of Huna Rav Yeshua, that stuff because it's Roy, but if it's Miut, then it depends, it's a base of sign, more than a base of sign, less than a base of sign. The whole discussion that we had earlier. So they assume that it's Kizroim Dami the Aser. It's Amul Hurab Abba, Nish Avu of the Achva, the Rav Rei, the Rav Misharshia, Hochi Amri, Mishmei, the Rav, Maim Kinetoim Dami Vishari. Don't say that Maim has a status like Nizra Rubai, it has the status like Nota Rubai. Remember, if you have trees that you plant in your karfif, you plant in your karfif, that's okay. It's only this zroim which is not okay. We explained before, because if you put up the trees, if anything, they enhance the chotzer, because you can use those trees to lie in the shade, sit down in the shade underneath the tree. So that doesn't destroy the integrity of the hekif ladira. If anything, it enhances it. Frankly, more about, okay, I understand trees, but mayim, these big puddles, that doesn't enhance anything. That lechor is like the zroim. It only detracts from the hekif ladira. Everything more top of the Amid Beis, Omer HaNeimar, V'udechazi l'tashmishta, just like you can use the trees for shade, you can use the water. What do you use the water for, says Rashi? L'shtia, de'ein l'chadira ma'ula mizu. This is really great. The person at home, all of his sinks and his faucets were not working because of this major flood. How am I going to get drinking water? To get to the supermarket to go and buy Polish spring water, my store doesn't sell Polish spring water. They're a bunch of Hungarians and they refuse to go and sell Polish spring water. So how am I going to get water? I go out to my backyard and I see all of this accumulated water. I take some of the water. I taste it. Wow, this tastes even better than Polish water. It's really delicious. It's great, says Rashi. Can you imagine I have a few trees where I can go and sit underneath a tree and get some shade? And if I get thirsty, well, I can't get a martini, but at least I can go and get some delicious cold water. I'm a chai and I drink it. And so therefore, once again, it would continue to be hukaf ladir. However, if the water was dirty and you can't drink it, loy, then in fact that would destroy the integrity of the hukaf ladira, and therefore you would not be able to go and carry yoiser mi beis sasai. Good. Even in the case where the water was drinkable, it's only now the words could be misleading, but it doesn't mean that the water was so deep. It was deep like 5,000 amas deep. If you had 5,000 amas deep, that would get you approximately half of the into the core of the earth. I don't know how far down it goes, presumably from one end to the other end, is, I don't know, 8,000, 10,000 amas, whatever. So this would really get you all the way down. Our Gemara Rashi says, Oimka is here referring to 10 tvachim oimek, 10 tvachim deep. However, the puddle of water on your property, which is 10 tvachim deep, extends to the right and to the left and all sides to a base assigned 5,000 amas. So it's a 5,000 amas square area where the water is 10 amos, or not 10 amos, but 10 tvachim deep. Okay. So Zokti Yitzravashi, if that's the situation, then again you would not be able to go and carry in this karfif because it's just too much water. Even if the water is crystal clear and delicious, the only time you say you can go and carry within the karfif, if you don't have an area of more than beis asayim where it's 10 tvachim deep, then it would be asur, because again that would destroy the whole integrity of the hook of ladira nature of this karfif. People wouldn't look upon this karfif as having a beautiful source of water to drink. They would look at it as a flooded karfif, and therefore it's no longer hukaf ladir. So Gemara v'lav miltzi, that Ravashi just said now, with all due respect, we do not follow what Ravashi said. Meaning to have a kari de peiri. The same thing would apply to a kari de peiri. What says a kari de peiri? Kari de peiri, says Ravashi, means either a kri, which would mean a heap of fruit, or a kari means a ditch full of fruit. In each case, we're talking about the kri, the heap, was 10 tvachim tall. And it was a huge collection of fruit, which extended to a base of sayim. Or fakert, it was in a big hole, a big groove, a big ditch. But that ditch was also very, very large, yoisim base of sayim. What would be the din then, says Rashi? It would still retain its status as being hook of the dira, because if the person is hungry there in the mavoi, he doesn't have to go to the grocery, he doesn't have to go to the kitchen, he has a beautiful heap of fruit over there. Here too, the person is thirsty, he can go and take from the water that's there. Shoy bazoi, so even if it is Oimkoi 10 Tvachim, and Yois Mesesayim, it does not detract from this hook of the Dira Karfif, and you'd be able to continue carrying from one end to the other. Lushtikonah, Hahi Rochba. The Havir Grand Rochba means the backyard, which you use only occasionally when you store wood and stuff like that, that you only need and you only look to once in a blue moon. To have a Pumnar, that was in the city of Pumnar, or the town of Pumnar. The Chad Gisa have a Pasich, Lamos Bechad Gisa have a Pasich, Lishvu Shul Krum. This Rochba was smack in the middle between a Movoi and between a Shul Shul Krum. And once again, if you have an art scroll Gemara, or if you have the Peter Shchai, whatever, it'd be helpful if you can look at the picture. The picture we have over here is that you have this large Rochba, because when we're talking about the Rochba is more than a base of Sayim. And notice the Rochba has walls from all sides, but it has a pirtza, it is open in two directions. One direction is into a Mavoi, the other direction is into a Shvusokram. Shvusokram means a path that leads to a number of vineyards. Okay, so now, both in the case of the Mavoi is totally open to the Rochba, as well as the Shvusokram is totally open to the Rochba. Now, on the other side of the Mavoi, there happens to be a Rishus HaRabim. On the other side of the Shvush HaKramim, there is water. If you see the darkened area, that darkened area is showing that there's water there from a lake or from a river. And the banks of the river come up 10 Tvachim. So there is a hidden river wall, sea wall of 10 Tvachim. It may not even be protruding out of the water, but that river bank goes down, has a wall of 10 Tvachim. Okay, so now the question is, what's the status of this Rochba? Hayi Rochba d'havei b'Pumnar. The Chad Gisa, one side was Pesuach l'Mosa. Mosa usually means a town or a city. Here it means the Movui of the city. The Chad Gisa, one side of a Pesach l'Shlosh Kramim, to such a path that leads to the Kramim, to the vineyards. Now, Ushlosh Kramim, the Shlosh Kramim on the other side, have a solid Gluda Nahara, it ends with the banks of the river. So this must have been a very beautiful Shlush HaKramim. Everybody went there to go and look at the river. People went boating. People went for drinking water. Amar Abaye Heichin Navid. What should we do? Now, what is the problem over here? So Rashi says that the problem is that because the Rochba is open to the Mavui, and the Rochba is open to the Shlush HaKramim, so each time it's Porut Zeh Lo Zeh, and in the case of the Mavoi, and in the case of Shlosh HaKramim, it's Poritz B'miluo. B'miluo means that the entire exit of the Mavoi goes straight into the Rochba. It doesn't have Petzimin, it doesn't have a right or a left mezuzah. It's just totally Poritz B'miluo. Same thing is when you're in the Shlosh HaKramim going into the larger Rochba, it's also Poritz B'miluo, totally open. They each aser on one another. And therefore you cannot carry in the Rochba, you can't go and carry the Mavoi, you can't go and carry in the Shlosh HaKramim. Now, theoretically, you would be able to carry in the Rochba if it were Hukaf Ladir. And you want to do that now, you want to be Makif at Ladir. So we said in the Amud Aleph, the best thing would be to go and demolish 11 Amos worth, and then afterwards fix up at least one or two Amos, and then you have a Pirtza of 10 or less. But Rashi says that the geder over here, that was a room and a room that surrounded this Rochba, was a geder shalavonin. And says Rashi, koshelam livroit. If you look at the Rashi on the first of the wide lines, So the question is, what are you going to do to go and be matter this hekif? Vamrin li'el, at the end of the line, Vamrin li'el, we said before, Hukav, now we're into the second of the wide lines of Rashi, Hukav v'pseif pasach loy mahani, that if you had a hekif ladira, and the hekif came first, and the pesach came second, no good, you got to demolish it. However, here the Geder Shalavonim haitzei, here it wasn't just a wall made out of fence, out of shtekelach, this was made out of stone. Rechava zum mukefes, Geder Shalavonim haitzei rechava zum mukefes, so it's surrounded by a stone wall. V'koshelam livroit pirtzei yoysem yaseh, this would be very, very difficult to go and break through the 10 Amos, 11 Amos of the Avonim. That's a ganze malucha. You have to go and call a contract. It'll be expensive. It might destroy. The whole wall might come tumbling down. and then to be goitered again. It would be difficult to do that. So what should we do instead to be able to carry in the Rachba and in the Mavoy and the Shvil Shel Kramim? What Eitzah do you have for me? So Gemara says, I have the following Eitzah. The Gemara first gives a number of Eitzahs, and each time the Gemara is Docha the Eitzah until we come up with the final Eitzah. It says Gemara, Omer Rabbi Hechina, what should you do? Oh, I have a good idea. Let's try to enclose this whole area by going to the end of the Shvil Shel Kramim, which ends by the river bank. Let's go and put up a machitza over there, and maybe that will help to enclose not only the Shvil Shel Kramim, but that will help for the Rachba and the Movi as well. So Gemara, no, that's not going to do it anything, because ain't noise machitza gab machitza. Since you already have the Guda de Nahara, that river wall, that sea wall, that already goes up 10 tvachim, by adding another machitza on top of it, you've just added machitza gam machitza. You haven't accomplished anything. Oh, fine, I agree. For Levit Leitzur is a Pesach Apuma the Shvil Shel Kramim. You know what, I have another idea. Where the Shvil Shel Kramim meets and merges with the Rachba, let's go and put over there a Tzuris HaPesach. By putting up a Tzuris HaPesach, now I've enclosed the entire Shvil Shel Kramim, and therefore it's going to be a mokum which is mutter to carry, and therefore we're no longer going to have two reshuyos which are both oser perutzei zu lezu. By putting up a Tzuris HaPesach over there, I have now two real walls, one wall from the sea, one wall Tzuris HaPesach. It's going to be gishmak. Says Yimar, now I got another problem. Also gamli shajinle. Rashi says that the opening to the Shvil Shel Kramim was relatively small, narrow, and since the Shvil Shel Kramim ends by the river, what do you think people do all the time? They go to the river with their gemalim, so the gemalim should be able to go and drink free from the river. The problem is, when the gemalim are going to try to squeeze through the opening of the Shvil Shel Kramim, if there's going to be a Tzuris HaPesach, they're going to knock the Tzuris HaPesach down. So no good. We have that all the time on the west side, or by side. We don't have gemalim, but the west side Erev, many times there is construction going on the west side, here and there and everywhere, and big, large construction trucks go, and they break through the Tzuris HaPesach, that wire which is on top of the two posts, and it breaks through. And that's why the Mechon Eruah has a person that comes every Thursday afternoon on the west side to go and check it out, to make sure that everything is in place. And believe it or not, more often than not, one or more of the Tzuris HaPesachs have been destroyed, not intentionally, but because of these construction trucks going back and forth. They're very tall. They go into the wire, break the wire down, and it has to be fixed. So here too, you have a Shvil Shel Kramim. You also gamli, the shajinle, the gemalim are going to come, and they're going to push down the Tzuris HaPesach. So that's not an eight. Elamar by levin lechi apischa the Shvil Shel Kramim. Oh, let's put up a lechi at the foot of the Shvil Shel Kramim, meaning at the opening. Since we know that a lechi can be even very, very, very thin, we had in the Mishnah before, it can be oivion mashu, the thickness can even be a mashu. So you don't have to worry about the gemalim going and knocking it down, because you'll place it very conveniently next to the wall so that the gemalim can't reach it, can't knock it down. Since this lechi will help for the Shvil Shel Kramim, because the Shvil Shel Kramim is effectively like a three-walled machitza, I'm sorry, three-walled movui, that you have two walls on one side and you have the river and the other side. So how can you use that quote-unquote shvil, which is similar to a mavui? Put up a lechi or kaira, and that will be effective. So just like it's going to help for the Shvil Shel Kramim, manan al rachba, so now it'll be good for the rachba too, because it's no longer going to be paris lamokim asurla, it'll be paris lamokim ha mutterla. Amli Rava. Rava says, I got a problem. Yirmu lechi moyle Shvil Shel Kramim di alma. People that don't realize on the other side there's the guda de nahara, they will think that a Shvil Shel Kramim, all you have to do is just put up a lechi on one side, and everything is great, and they don't realize that the reason why it works over here is because this Shvil Shel Kramim is really like a cul-de-sac, because on the other end you have the river. And therefore, Elo Marava, of Dinan Le Lechi Le Pischa De Masa, Make a lechi on the opening of the masa. Masa again means the other side, the mavoi, which is extending from the other side of the rachba. Tamigid mahani le lechi le masa. Since a lechi will help for the mavoi, mani nami the rachba can help for the rachba as well. And hilkach tiltuli be masa gufa shari. As a result of putting up that lechi, you'll be able to carry in the mavoi itself. Tiltuli be rachba gufa shari, you'll be able to go and carry in the rachba itself. But what about the masa l'rachwa y'mirachwa l'masa? Will you be able to carry from the mavoi into the rachwa or the rachwa into the mavoi? That's already machlokes. Pligi b'rav achim b'rav hina. Chad also one says that it will be osur because these are still two separate rishuyos. Chad shari the other said it's mutter. Why would it be mutter? Man de shari d'haleka diurim. If you remember, we had earlier on in Amr Sechta that rachwa is special. That since rachwa is used very infrequently, it's as if there are no diurim. Nobody lives in the rachba. They only go once a year, twice a year, once before Pesach to do a Pesach cleaning or to take out the Pesach dishes, to put away the chametz dishes, something like that. So like a diurim. Since it's no diurim, there's no traffic that will aser on the mavoi. Oman the asar, the one that said it's asar, isn't the havik by diurim. It's taka true on a regular basis. You don't have diurim, but you do have from time to time. And those diurim will walk from and into the mavoi, and so therefore, fasil tetule, it might come and carry, and therefore it's going to be asur. So in the rachba itself is mutter, in the mavoi itself is mutter. One to the other, machloikis between these two amiroim, rabachu ravina, whether it's mutter or asur, depending on whether you consider this to be a makam of diurim or makam of einam diurim. The answer will continue again tomorrow morning, 8:05, continuing talking about hilchas karfif. Hopefully things will lighten up a little bit, because I know some of the concepts over here of Karf, of Mukaf Ladira, Rachba, Shvul Shokram can be a little difficult. The Rashi, of course, helps out in understanding. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi. Say any questions? Hearing none, Miyat Hashem, 8:05 tomorrow. Thank you all for joining. Thank you all for listening. Now you mentioned.